All right, guys. So thank you for tuning into my podcast again today. So today I'm actually interviewing Georgia Bear. So I met Georgia over Instagram, actually. I'd reached out to her and we got chatting about my business and what I do with it and have actually become friends since then. So she's an amazing girl, is into health and fitness and just really wants to put her place into the world to show people that, you know, having an approach to health and fitness can have a great balance to it. So I will introduce her and, you know, what she's about. And yeah, we're just going to talk a bit about what she's passionate about as well. So welcome to the podcast, Georgia.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
We've been meaning to do this for a while. And Georgia probably doesn't completely know this, but she was probably one of the ones that had really pushed me to jump straight into doing my podcast as well. Cause she was like, just go for it. And I was like, fuck it, why not? Oh, you shouldn't have said that. But yeah, so she has been such a positive influence in my life as well and has just been a shining light to be around and is one of those people that is really positive and, you know, nothing can possibly go wrong when you're around her. So it's been amazing to meet you.
I have absolutely loved like everything. Thank you for all that. Like that was quite nice to hear. But I'm very similar in the way that like when you did reach out to me through mentioning like Arborn and stuff, and originally I was like, who is this? What is like, is this,
you're like, who's this scammy person? Like, what is she doing?
Is this a scam? But no, I'm really glad that I did take up the opportunity very briefly, but so that's sort of how obviously we met. And and I've really, really enjoyed getting to know you, and I'm very like, I love following your page and everything and just seeing how you are thriving and the ups and downs of balancing everything with being a mum and then your Arborn business and what you do, and also just
life,
everything
in general.
Life in general, exactly. So yeah. No, I'm
We've
like
created a good friendship out of it as well. Had some crazy fun nights, including dancing to like some 2000s music with a few sangrias.
Only the best music.
So I just wanted to ask you today and let people know a bit about what it is that you do, who you are, and you know who Georgia is basically. So let me know a bit about yourself. What got you to this point where you are in life right now?
So I've always sort of had a bit of I've been quite sporty growing up, and mum and dad have always been a big help with that. Dad is super into sport, and mostly like I started with athletics, so I've always sort of been interested in that. And it's sort of, just led through. I went to boarding school in Ballarat, and you can imagine boarding school, the food there, you can put on a few kgs, but
bulk pasta.
So bulk carbs, exactly right. So it was always sort of like in the forefront of my mind just to like keep active as well. Fitness was a big thing for me through boarding school. I did my own sort of stuff in the common room and even got a few little classes going with a lot of the girls who had a bit of an interest as well, or even if they didn't have an interest, they sort of came down to the common room.
Came along to join in anyways.
Came and joined in anyway. So I absolutely loved sharing sort of my passion of fitness and health through the girls in the boarding house, and I think it was such a good environment to try and do that and get it started there. So, finished school last year, and that's sort of when I really started my own sort of, I don't know if you'd call it like a journey, but my own sort of fitness lifestyle. And I definitely think that is one of my big beliefs, is that, fitness and health isn't just like a short-term thing. I think it's definitely like, it's a lifestyle that you sort of like should
need to make
be
it more sustainable.
Sustainable lifestyle,
not just exactly something you jump in thinking, you know, that you're going to be able to do it in a few weeks. And I think that's where people essentially definitely fail in a sense, I suppose, because they think, you know, it's going to be easy, and they try to overhaul their life in like 20 different things where it's you definitely need to make it a lot more sustainable and make it things you're actually going to be able to achieve each day, I suppose. So, okay. And so in regards to your Healthy Balance Instagram page, what are you currently documenting on that now, and where do you see it going in the future?
Yeah, so currently I'm just sort of documenting my fitness, sort of, I don't know, what I, yeah, so when I go to the gym, what I do, my sort of, my workouts that I post as well. I also post a lot of my nutrition side of things. So just some meal ideas or a lot of smoothies and stuff like that. So, and I just want to just sort of show that, like, a lot of people that follow me are people who I went to school with or people from Ballarat who, like, I have known or I grew up with at home. And I just sort of want to show them that, like, if I can do it, like, I'm just the same as them, that if I can, you know, make fitness and well-being...
put your own spin on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Put my own spin on it and make it just sort of like a lifestyle sort of priority thing for me, then yeah, any one of them can do it. And I just want to, you know, bring it back to basics, that just eating a wholesome, holistic diet, in quotation marks, diet, that it's, yeah, that and just being active, you know, you can, create something.
Just making it very basic and taking it back to those simple principles. Because I think, yeah, with Instagram these days, it is so easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves and finding all these diets and different, you know, programs and different ways to do stuff. But yeah, like you said, just keeping it basic and realizing that if you're moving your body and you're eating well and nourishing your body, you're going to see results either way. And whether it comes down to seeing results or it's more so just about feeling better within yourself, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we get, as you said, Instagram, like, we get so caught up in these diets and fads that, like, they're so unrealistic. Like, you're just setting yourself up for failure, sort of thing. Like, I feel that if you go and try and, you know, cut your carbs or, you know, keto works for, it's very temporarily, like, it's a very temporary diet, that I think a lot of these things, you know, you follow it and then you fall off the bandwagon and you have a binge and then you feel so guilty and you're like, well, I'm a failure, I couldn't stick to it. Well, of course you weren't going to stick to it because it's not realistic. It's not something that is sustainable. So I think that, yeah, having that holistic, balanced diet as well as being active is so important to anything.
Yeah. And I feel like anyone's been through that. Like, I know myself how many times I've been like, okay, so today's Monday and I'm going to start eating like amazingly healthy, and then like I start really well within the day, but then before you know it, I've like literally barely eating anything. So by the time I get to the end of the day, I'm like, give me all the chocolate and everything I'm not supposed to be eating, just because, yeah, you think it's an easier way to start doing that, but it's really not. It's just about making sure it's something you can do every day, you know, potentially for the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly. And if you do fall off the bandwagon, or if you do have that day where you're like, oh God, I've just had this junk food, or even just feeling guilty about, like, before, like, about KFC or something, like, yeah, acknowledge that it's happened, but just better yourself tomorrow, or just...
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's
realize that life
forward.
Happens.
Exactly,
and that, you know, you don't have to beat yourself down for eating one bad, in quotation marks,
exactly,
food. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, it comes down to, if you enjoy your food, like, bloody hell, just go
just
for
eat it.
It.
Everything in moderation. So yeah, that's sort of what I'm wanting to share on the page. And then yeah, sort of my vision is that, you know, more people take a priority of their health and well-being, because honestly, like, you want to live for as long as you can. And I definitely think, yeah, that sort of absolutely increases chance of living longer if you're living an active and healthy life. So and I would love to, with my fitness, I would absolutely love to start something either of my own. And I think obesity is such a big thing now with kids that I just think having something, starting something up, even if it's just like a program through schools or a program
where you can encourage that kind of fitness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just find something enjoyable, like kids find enjoyable, because at the moment there's so many kids out there that are just obese, and you mentioned the word exercise and they are
I remember in school it's bad enough when everyone's like, oh, I can't do sport because I have my period, or like everyone comes up with these bullshit excuses and no one actually enjoys it. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, definitely finding a way to be able to incorporate that to make it fun and make it, you know, kids look forward to it, because a lot of the time kids are indoors these days and on technology. So it's, I think, moving away from that, obviously, that's still going to always be around. So we can't obviously eliminate that, but just finding a way where, yeah, we can make it fun and make it not seem like a chore. And I think that's with everything in life. Like, even if you're committing to going to the gym and you're hating it and you're seeing it as a chore, you're not going to enjoy it and you're going to want to do it. But if you're seeing it as fun and that it's benefiting you in a, you know, positive and healthy way, then the meaning of it is probably going to change, and you're going to find it, yeah, a lot more enjoyable, which I think that would be amazing to be able to, their young minds, to be able to put that message forward straight and clear, I guess, to them, to just encourage something that's such a vital part of life.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So we often talk about mindfulness a lot, I know, both of us, on our Instagram pages. What would be, you know, one of your top tips, or what are, you know, your favorite things in regards to mindfulness?
Yeah, definitely. I think at the moment, I'm going to be completely honest, I have not been doing, I haven't been very strict or, I haven't been continuously doing my meditation or anything like that. But I think at the start of the year, I definitely noticed when I was doing my meditation and I was doing my mindfulness, that I was a much more tolerant and patient person, and even just seeing like the positives throughout the day, and just I had no time for the negatives, and yeah. I definitely noticed that makes such a difference. And even now, when I did go back and I started to do like a meditation, I think it was a 20-minute meditation, and at the start of the year I was doing like my half an hour 40-minute meditations, and I did a 20-minute one, and I was just like, I was sitting there and I was just, get me, like, hurry up and finish, like, I was so impatient, and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so impatient right now, like, I need to just,
you can't even do it. Yeah,
I can't even do it. I need to just start again and like go back to, you know, 5-10 minutes and then build it up from there. So I definitely think at the moment, just doing like those little
they would be your tips for maybe getting into mindfulness or meditation.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've just got, I would absolutely love to download the Bloom app, but don't quite have the money at the moment. So at the moment I'm just using it's an app called Insight Timer, and it just has like guided meditations that I've been just doing, like little ones here and there when I feel like it, but I've been trying to sort of do them,
make it a bit more priority,
three or four times a week, and hopefully get to the point where I can do it every day. But that's sort of where I'm at with meditation.
Awesome. All right, so another question I was really interested to ask you, because I know through your Instagram you share a lot of body image kind of messages, and just focusing on that, and I think the world around social media and Instagram, like I said before, it's definitely easy to have that comparison, and it's scary to think, you know, that even young girls growing up in today's society have all these ideals and people there that, you know, they're constantly bombarded with, and it's like, where do we draw the line to be able to tell them that, you know, everything you see online, like, there's edited things, there's different aspects to views and opinions and everything, and I think it's really hard to kind of know where to stand in that field today in regards to body image. So what's kind of your story with body image and where have you come from with it?
Yeah, so I 100% agree. Like, I think it's so sad nowadays that even just kids that are like 7 and 8 is like as young as, it's probably younger actually, yeah. But like just that's a priority for them to be looking like these people that they see and these girls in bikinis that you see online and on Instagram. And I think that is so sad that that is a priority at that age. And I know even when I was younger, I think I was like 12 or 13. It was year 6 and 7, I reckon. And up until when I sort of recognized that, like, you need to cut that out because, yeah. But I was looking online at Skinny Me Tea and like all these like pills. I was 13 and looking at pills that would make me skinnier. And I just thought about it the other day and I was like, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah.
And I look back at pictures of when I was 13 and I had absolutely nothing to worry about.
That is exactly me. Yeah. Yeah. And I think I grew up with this negative mindset around, or body image and everything. I suppose for me, how it was modeled was, you know, that there was always going to be something wrong either way. So I know myself coming maybe from an ethnic kind of background family, you know, my grandma or, you know, even my parents, sometimes they try to say it to you in a nice way. But now thinking back, I'm like, I was only 13 or 14. Like there were so many more worries in the world. And just thinking like, you know, they'd say slight little remarks like, oh, you know, like you're looking really good, like if you just lose a few more kilos. And now I realize how fucked up that is, like to say that to such a young mind. It's scary just because you take in so much and there's like you always remember those things more so over, you know, something positive being said. And I think, yeah, every girl or even anyone in general can definitely will always remember the negative stuff said and will stick in your mind rather than, you know, a positive compliment coming from someone that, you know, might really mean something to you.
Definitely. And I know that it is one of those things that, like, when I was, I'd always complain to mum. I would always be like, and I'd always blame it on mum, and I feel absolutely horrible because I'd be like, mum, like, why don't we have all this healthy food? And like, and it was healthy stuff, but it was probably just me just eating too much. But like, I honestly, I'd blame it on mum. I'd be like, mum, like, I'm getting fat, you need to change what's in, like, we need healthy food, blah blah blah. But like, and mum would just say, we'll do something about it, like, don't just sit here and complain to me, do something about it, go out and go like make a program or go do something and just stop complaining. I was like, now when I think about that, and I'm not gonna lie, like up and like a lot of the time that I look in the mirror, I do honestly, I genuinely stand there and I'm like, look, we need to do a bit more of legs at the gym, or like, we do need to be doing a bit more HIIT or something, because like, oh, my legs are getting quite big, or and like I do know where I store my fat and everything, and I do constantly, I don't know, like check there, I don't know, but like, and I still, and I won't lie, like as much as I tell myself, yeah, don't worry about it, because like you're fit, you're healthy, but like it's such a big thing that like I have for so many years, like, and growing up, but being in a boarding house from year 9 to year 12, I think having that such a diverse range of like absolutely beautiful bodies, and I think you are constantly comparing yourself to the girls that you're living with, and I noticed that I would go back to my room and I'd be like, well, my God, like, I'm
good. And I suppose because you're constantly around that environment as well, was it harder to escape?
Yeah, exactly, because you've always got, if you do have like that girl who's like absolutely gorgeous,
that everyone has, like, that idealistic thing of
like, why can't I look like that, and I'm living like the same sort of lifestyle as her. But at the moment I'm really comfortable with where I'm at, and I know that like I know what I need to do to work. Like, I go to the gym. I know how to eat right. So, and I am in a place where I am comfortable with my body. And I think that's one of the things that, like, it's just such a relief to feel comfortable and acknowledge. Like, I acknowledge, like, I know that I'm always going to have bigger thighs, and I used to be so worried about having this thigh gap, but I know that my pelvis is just too small and my hips are too narrow that I am never ever going to have, no matter how much weight I drop, I'm never going to have a thigh gap. And I know that, like, you know, like,
and I think, yeah, just on Instagram, it's so easy to compare ourselves constantly. Mm. Now we're in a world where, you know, it's, we can't escape it. It's right in front of our face. But I think it's just consciously making those decisions to say that, you know what, you are fine the way you are. There is no point. You know, I had one of my really good friends only recently, and she was actually editing her photos in Photoshop to make, you know, herself look skinnier on Instagram. And she'd seen it as fine, but I think me and one of my other friends had kind of said to her and gone, well, when people see you in person, like, that's not the person they're getting. So how do you feel about that? And, you know, all good and well if it makes her feel fine, but I don't think it was coming from a body positive place. It was more so coming from an insecurity. And I said, well, why do you have to be like that? Like, everyone knows your personality and how amazing you are. It doesn't come down to your body at the end of the day. Like, I don't look at you and go, oh, you know, your arm's looking a bit big today. Like, we can't be friends. So I think we overthink that so much. And it's like, realistically, like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, even when you go out, I know so many times there's been times where I'm like, nah, like, I just don't want to go out tonight because I can't find a dress that fits me. Like, I thought it was going to fit me in my head. And it's so easy to get caught up in these bullshit ideas. When, you know, we're all going through, we're all literally thinking it. It's like, imagine if we, I could not imagine what the world would be like if we didn't care. There would, yeah, it would be crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's, as you said, like, no one, absolutely no one is going to be like, oh, Georgia, you've put on a few kgs. Sorry, we can't be friends. Or, like, no one is going to, if you, God forbid, like, passed away or anything, no one is going to stand up at your eulogy and be like, she had big thighs. Like, no one is going to, that, it should not be, no one, if you're good friends, like, they're not going to really care. And if they do mention anything, they've obviously seen that there's something that, like, has, you know, could be detrimental, or they're just trying to be,
trying to come from a positive place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
any way that you can better yourself. But yeah, that's sort of my view on body image, is that, yeah, just get comfortable with, you know, being you, and know that you are, like, who you are. And that, yeah, at any, if you do want to change, you've got to put the work in, and you've got to, yeah, make that decision yourself, because no one else is going to.
Yeah,
for
but
you.
I think it's just making realistic goals as well.
Absolutely.
So don't go out there and think, you know, like, just, yeah, you have a certain body type probably anyways, and you have to just focus on what works for you. Just focus on making yourself feel good. And I'm like, I am, like you said before, when you go to the mirror every day, and it's so easy for us to quickly jump at ourselves and go, oh, I could fix this or do that or do whatever. But it's just about retraining our minds and our brains to go, do you know what? You look freaking awesome in that. Or, like, you know what? My bum looks good today. Like,
exactly.
Literally, kick just out. Tell yourself that. Yeah. And I always say, like, to anyone, or, like, even my sisters, if they're feeling shit about themselves, and I'm like, tell yourself five things in the morning, like, that you love about yourself and that are amazing.
Absolutely.
Because there's, I think, this idea where, you know, if you tell yourself you love something about yourself, like, that you're, you know, egocentric, and it's not. If you're comfortable in your own body and you're happy with yourself, like, no one else can bring you down, and you know your self-worth. But when, you know, you're picking out certain things all the time, you're just going to keep finding more and more things. And, you know, people aren't looking at you and thinking all those things a lot of the time, when in your head, that's, you're like, oh, they definitely think my arms look massive, or, like, Yeah, there's just these crazy ideas we make up in our mind. And I think it all just comes back down to, you know, loving yourself and the body that you're in. And, you know, if you feel like you could better yourself in some way, just making sure that you're being healthy and realistic about it. Because, if we're making unrealistic and goals, I guess, obviously we're never going to achieve them. And I think it's even like in regards to, health side of stuff and fitness and everything like that in the world that you're in. It's, I think, like you said, more about making it sustainable and long-term and something that you're able to like have fitness-based goals instead of, you know, body weight goals, because they're so different and it will change your mindset around it completely as well, I think, in regards to how you actually feel rather than the way you physically look, because that can be so different to so many people. To finish it off there, what are five things that, you know, you would give to someone, or five tips that you'd give to someone right now if they were, you know, potentially looking to start living a healthy and balanced life?
Yeah, five things. So, absolutely start basic. Do not get caught up in these insane workouts or insane like meal plans, or you know, you honestly, you don't have to pay $80 for a program if you just do your research or just take it back to basics. Your body loves basic food, so just take it back to that. And I think also we've sort of mentioned this, but being realistic, if you are wanting to get fit, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's a journey. And I even noticed that starting, you know, in October, November last year, even just noticing 4 months later, that's sort of like when I really started noticing, oh, look out.
I love that.
The third one, I would 100% do not be scared of weights. That is something that I've been like had in my head that I really want to mention. Do not be scared of weights, because weights completely, I was doing a lot of like body weight stuff at the start. During like school and everything like that, I changed to weights, and this is sort of like contradicting what I just said, but, weights completely changed my body very quickly.
Yeah.
I noticed my hips and my waist and everything. I used to train abs every single day.
Yeah.
I started using weights and progressively overloading. Yeah. I only trained weights once a week.
Yeah.
And I've got abs. Like,
yeah.
With weights, you're engaging your core all the time, no matter what sort of movement, really. Yeah. So, but weights, do not be scared of them.
Yeah, I remember beforehand, before I was pregnant, I was doing weights and I loved it because I just felt like it empowered me so much. And like just seeing every week being able to lift more and more, I was like, holy shit, I'm good. Like, this is awesome. It's such a good feeling.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely a perfect tip. And what would be your other two tips, Jeremy?
My other two tips is definitely create a balance. So when you are wanting to start, you'll obviously like you'll have your starting sort of like, I don't know, honeymoon period, I don't know what you'd call it, like kick, where you will be on track and you'll be so excited to just do everything right. But know that there is going to be a time where you're just going to be like, oh God, like I could really go for like a burger or something right now.
Yeah.
And literally allow yourself, like, have balance. You need to have balance in your life, because you are going to have times where you just want a burger. So yeah,
and like I think that's important too, because you don't want to get to the point where, you know, you're putting off going with your friends to get a burger or something like that, or like, yeah, just making sure that, I think if you try and restrict yourself from that completely, then that's where you end up going over the board and you binge on all this crap all at once, rather than going, you know what, like, yeah, I've been looking after myself all week, like why would I not go and do that? So just being really healthy and balanced about that, I suppose. What would be your last one?
Oh, I feel like they're all pretty interconnected, really. But, yeah. like, just, I think, be, I don't know, I think just allow your body to enjoy it, sort of thing. As in, like, where am I going to go with this?
I think, like, are you trying to say, you know, kind of enjoy moving your body in the process.
Yeah, exactly. Find stuff that you enjoy. If you are starting and you go to the gym and you have been doing, I don't know, like this type of training, or you do an exercise.
If you're doing cardio and you're hating it, like, stop the cardio.
Exactly. And I definitely think do your research around training, and to find things that you enjoy, because honestly, having a program sort of that you enjoy is going to make a hell of a lot of a difference than waking up being like, oh, damn it, I've got to go to the gym. Like, yeah, and I really hate doing this.
Yeah.
So find what you like and do it in that way and progress it. Like, so progressive overload. So keep building on it, keep making it harder. And
if you need help with that, guys, like, literally go to someone that can write you up a program, or, you know, find an expert in that field that will be able to help you just to get started on that.
Exactly.
So then, you know, you can move forward. Or there's always so much stuff on the internet as well.
Mm.
Obviously, like, you have to be careful of what you do find on there. But yeah, like, there's so much out there now where realistically, if you really wanted to get out there and work out, you could probably, you know, find something kind of out there, rather than if money is an issue and you definitely can't pay for it. But
yeah, I feel like
I think it comes down to moving your body.
Yeah, just, exactly.
Feeling positive about moving your body.
That's probably, like, I feel like I've just, like, beaten around the bush with these five. But that's probably one that's, like, you know, just a line. My fifth one is move your body in a way that you enjoy. Just move. I think that's a big deal. Yeah.
Well, that is awesome. That's probably going to be a long podcast, but we had a lot of value in there, I think. So I just want to say thank you for coming on and, you know, just giving us your energy and vibe as well. It definitely adds a positive light into the world of health and fitness. And I think, yeah, just finding that balance amongst all that is out there. So yeah.
No, thank you so much for having me. And I'm such a rambler, so I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry if you've been listening to this and like, oh, hurry up and just like stop being around the bush, Georgia. But I've honestly, like, and there's probably going to be stuff that I walk away from, like, I leave here and I'm going to be like, oh gosh, I wish I should have said that. But yeah, if not, like,
we'll definitely have more content to come anyways, guys.
Yeah.
So do not stress.
Exactly.
we'll get her back on to remind you of things that she didn't say. So yeah, thank you so much for listening in, and we will catch you on the next one.